Better take your pill now. You'll feel better on the way back.
I felt so rested these last few days, I really don't need to.
You know what the doctor would say to that. Go on, drink it.
Now we can go.
All right.
Lost Discs Radio, your place for fun.
I just can't conceive it.
I can't conceive it.
I mean, there's just no way. I can't conceive it.
Look, man, we're kicking things off here suddenly at top of the hour. What can I say? Yeah, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in here trying to launch off another edition of, another edition of Lost Discs Radio, you know, for your edification, folks. That's why we do it. We got Chesty on the shotgun microphone.
Hey!
Yeah. We got a sound check on that. We got Dr. Doc Brown, we think, and some kind of a phone patch.
Well, we're trying. How are we doing?
Doc, I think we got you on a good audio on the situation of the board here.
All right, good. That's right. Good, because I can't hear the show. But that's all right, because it doesn't really matter what you play anyway. Well, I hardly ever understand what any of it means.
Yeah, well, you never did. You never were one to wear the headphones in the studio anyway, Doc, so.
No.
Folks, kicking it off here for some kind of a holiday episode, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's late November. It's early December. I don't know what kind of a show is happening down here tonight, but we're first show on the new audio server, by the way, Doc. So.
Oh, maybe that's the reason.
Oh, you're hooking it up to the old link, probably, Doc.
Yeah, what's the new link, man?
Well, I emailed it to you at least twice today there, Pally, so...
Yeah, email.
Check the email.
And I, gotcha. Yeah, I'm on it.
By the way, I texted it to the Chromiac Squad, Doc. If you were on text, I could have texted it to you.
Oh, yeah. No,
I know you were checking your analog mailbox there for it, but...
Correct.
You got to be
able... You mean my P.O. box.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see if anyone in the Chrome Squad is out there squawking tonight as things go. Things move along. Hey, listen, now I'm trying to stay positive, Chesty, tonight. Yeah. You know, you're feeling good about things?
Very good. Very, very good.
Very positive about the holiday situation and the way things are going down lately. And I tell you what, man, we're going to try to stay positive, but I just don't want anyone to get offended here. I want us all to be friends, and it's like it's time to sing Kumbaya and crap like that, okay? And to prove it, okay. I'm going to send out... Now, Doc, stand by on this. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to send out a record to all them damn Trump supporters. Now I say that... I don't say that to cause trouble when I say damn. I just want... You need to just kind of... Well, put it this way. It's going to be that Stephen Stills tune tonight, folks, right? But, well, it's not by Stephen Stills, but this one goes out to you Trumpsters.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration slips away because your baby
Lost Radio. Later you will hear part of the countdown.
Lost this radio.
Your future, he will find.
to the drummer of your mind. No retreating, no retreating. In your past, your future, you will find. Drums are beating. Drums are beating. So listen to the drummer of your dreams. He is taking what you're making, and he will set you free from in between. On awakening.
What's all the drumming about?
Lost Discs Radio.
Say, man, what's all the drumming about?
Here we come, see us marching, one by one on our way. Here we come, we are ready, and when the world gets around,
hit by a truck, do you feel run down? When you turn out the lights at night, does everything go black? When you stay up three nights in a row watching the Late Late movie on television, do you feel tired? Well, what you need is Peter Patter's Pretty Pink Potassium Pills. Peter Patter's pills really don't do anything at all for you, but they're fun to take. Doctors all over the nation say Peter Patter's Pretty Pink Potassium Pills are worthless. Never before have so many doctors had something to say about a pill. Get Peter Patter's pills today. In the king-size bottle of 6,000 or in the king-size bottle of 3,704,000. Sold at hardware stores everywhere.
Inconceivable!
Wow, Lost Discs Radio. 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 Wow, Lost. Discs Radio. Wow, Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth.
Sonny Ace. See, you didn't expect it, but suddenly Sonny Ace and the Twisters knocking it there for you with the, you know, that multicultural version of Wooly Bully there, Doc.
Yeah, I'm hooked up to the stream now, so I was hearing that. It fooled me at first. I mean, it sounded exactly like the original.
Yeah, it sounded an awful lot like a sham there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one from the old my old Goofy Gold album, that got me started in a lot of this stuff that I got as a youngster.
See?
That was one of them.
Yeah, well...
not that one, of course.
But. Well, that was surprisingly on a major label. That was on the Atlantic label. This is circa 1965, late 65. I don't know what to tell you about Sonny Ace and the Twisters. I don't really know, and frankly... aside from that, I don't really care, Doc. Dude. All right, so look, before that, now, come on. Look, we're trying not to get political here tonight, but it's kind of too late.
Well,
and because before that, Doc, it was the PC Limited. Okay.
Now, right. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that because, sir, I'm no Joe Stax.
Sir, you are no Joe Stax. I know Joe Stax. I've worked with Joe Stax.
You are no Joe Stax.
In the studio. And
yes, and yeah, Doc, no Joe Stax.
All right. So PC Limited there on the Fontana label out of 1969 with Here We Come. I don't know. Apparently that was the B-side of the single. The one and only one that they had. And yeah, speaking of Joe Stax, man, if we could get him back on the show. And by the way, we are in negotiations to get Joe Stax back on the show, Doc, starting in the new year. Have you heard this?
That's exciting. I had not heard that yet. That's exciting.
This is something to keep an eye on. All right. And so anyway, we would know more about this group, PC Limited, if Joe Stax were on with us. Before that, speaking of obscure groups, the United Travel Service, okay, out of 1967, with the drummer of your mind, the drummer of your mind, right? They were out of Seattle. I can tell you that much, man. They're out of the Seattle area, Washington way. On the Rust Records label, yes, all of this coming off the actual vinyl 45s and LPs tonight, folks. Before that, it was the Tags. Man, people were freaking out about the Tags. It was Halcyon Days from the Tags. Yes, we have the 45. Yes, it's on the Verve label, the yellow promo copy.
Oh, for I long for the Halcyon Days.
Right, they were a Swedish group, right? Joe Stacks would tell you that because he's very fond of the Tags from what I know. And by the way, written by Peter Frampton.
Hmm.
If you want a weird tie-in on that, Halcyon Days. And we kicked off the set, by the way, with the Isley Brothers. Now, that was the Isley Brothers version of Love the One You're With. Think about to think you gotta go again. And we're sending that out to all the people that voted for Trump. How about that? We're just sending that out to them. We're just like, hey, you know what? We're sending you out a song. We're sending you a song. People that voted for Trump. Trump supporters.
Hey, speaking of voting.
Hi.
Speaking of voting, we should count down the poll. It's been such a long time.
Chesty, before we count down the poll, you better give them the email because we got a lot of people on the net feed. Our new net server seems to be working just fine.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Rough Riders out there. Yeah, please let us know. LostisRadio@yahoo.com.
And by the way, the Isley Brothers' Love the One You're With on the T-Neck label charted the exact same month and year as Stephen Stills' version and got within about 4 points on the chart. Yeah, Isley Brothers took it to number 18 in 1971.
Does this happen
Stephen
again?
Stephen Stills only got it to number 14, right? So I don't know why you don't hear this Isley version more often, man. I'm
you know,
saying.
It just doesn't happen that two songs by different two people doing the same song at the same time on the charts anymore. Does that happen still?
You know how he did it, though.
What's that, Doc?
It was rigged. You know how he did it. It was rigged. It was all rigged.
You mean the fact that the Isleys got it on the charts as well as Stills?
No, that Stills gets played all the time. It was rigged. It was obviously it was just rigged.
All right. You're going to have to go prove your facts for us, Doc. And in the meanwhile, I think we are.
Ready for a countdown.
Yeah, so what we're all alluding to here is we are going to do a countdown. Back in the old days when people used to go to our website, you know, they would vote on the poll. We have a little, we put up 3 record labels of these old 45s that we spin, and we ask you to vote on which one of them record labels is maybe the hippest, the kitschiest, the coolest, right? And so like about 4 years ago, it just so happened I have this record on the Trump Records label. See, and so we threw that up there along with 2 other labels, right? The Tower label and the Love label. We were trying to figure out, you know, what the popular vote might be.
And there's no fraudulent votes here in our poll.
So
no fraudulent votes.
So let's get into it, man, because this first one is the number 3 spot on the poll tonight, man.
Lost Discs Radio.
Please pick number
10987654333.
Yeah, so it's going to be a group called Carlos Crown Jewel. Okay, exclusively on the Tower record label, coming in number 3 tonight on the show.
I remember the time you left me there, standing in the cold, so all alone. It's all right, it's all right. I remember the time you put me down, all over town I was just a clown girl. It's all right, it's all right. Coming back again. gotta do what you wanna do, no matter how dragged it makes me. It's all right, girl.
So there goes this group that we know nothing about, Carlo's crown jewel, right? But the important thing, it is on the Tower Records label. I'm thinking that's out of circa 1969-ish, as a matter of fact, kind of thing. And so, yeah, so that's what happens. People, they get on the internet, see, and they get over to the thing. It's lostdiscsradio.com. And we have a new poll up there, three record labels. You vote on which one you think you're kind of digging the most, right? So get over there now and dig it. Vote. Get out there and let's just see. Because this one's been 4 years in the making, right? So here we come in. Doc, I'm very surprised that at the winner on our poll now, after 4 years, after the past 4 years of everything we've been through. Okay, so here...
The poll has been up for 4 years?
Yes, the poll has been active for 4 years, but mainly because my scanner broke. And I couldn't actually change out the poll for a long time. And then it got so close to the election, I thought, well, let's just leave it up and see kind of how this plays out all the way through. And this is how it's playing out, man. Let's go.
This is
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987-6543.
Topsy-turvy.
On the Love record label with 56 votes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the other side sounds there of Cozy Cole. Yes, the legendary Cozy Cole on the Love record label. Man, like, yeah, one of his follow-ups there, you know, of course, to his big smash hit Topsy. Right, circa 1958, and so there he is with Topsy Turvy, a non-charting single for Cozy Cole, but nonetheless. Okay, so now, Chesty, I want to back up here because it's been so long since we've done a poll like this that I forgot the way we actually read out the stats. So let's go back. In third place, we had the Tower record label, and read the stats there for us, please.
The Tower record label received 28 votes, which is 16.8% of our vote.
Okay. All right. So you see how that was a third place out of three of the labels on the poll on our website, folks. All right. So then we just had the Cozy Cole there on the Love label. The number two winner, Chesty, lay us on the stats.
Love only received 56 votes, which was 33.7% of all votes.
All right. And what is the total number of votes on the poll?
166 votes.
Okay. 166 votes over a four-year period. You see how many hits we get on the website over there, folks? I'm just saying.
It's enormous.
get over there now and vote on the new poll. What are you doing? You're sitting around? You're listening to it? Now, first of all, you get to listen to us on your phone for finally, because the new server works that better, being all the old the Icecast thing. And by the way, big tip of the Lost Discs chapeau to Cosmic Debris, your very own. Cosmic Debris for migrating all that over and re-upping the new server on the Icecast thing and getting it so y'all can get it on your damn phones, folks. All right, but in the meantime, get over to our website. Go ahead, give it to them, Chester.
LostDiscsRadio.com.
That's it. LostDiscsRadio.com. Spell the word discs.
With a C.
With a letter C, just in case you were still hung up on the... pronunciation. All right. Now, look, things are happening, by the way. Before we get to the number one record, real quick, on the email, people have chimed in. Good old Bill in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, we think. I think it's Wisconsin. Sorry, man. He's grabbing it on the internet feed because no one's getting it on the 6160 kilocycles of the shortwave tonight. Wayne and Diana, North Carolina, emailed in pre-show, right? And Will Woods... out in some place, so we don't know, is also, yeah, I don't know. And Kevin in What's Its Place, we don't know, is QTH, these people that don't tell us half the time. And we don't remember. But the people, we got these people on the stream or on the shortwave, we don't know. But they are out there and they're digging it. And so, all right, we're just going to have to go right on ahead then, Chesty, and nail it. Give us the stats on our number one winner of the record label poll at our website.
Here in our reality, Trump is the winner. Trump, the record label Trump, is the winner with 82 votes. That is 49.44% of the
vote. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
You said 16.8 plus 33.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Okay.
Now that would round up to 17 plus 33 makes 50. How could he have 49% 50? There's something going on here.
It's
somebody's skewing something. Something's not right.
Doc, this is fuzzy math. Remember, fuzzy math.
Lost Discs Radio.
Number one.
Yeah. Well, the group is called Piccadilly Circus, and it's these changing times. Now, pay attention to these lyrics.
Father Fletcher has a heavy heart. Says the world is falling all apart. He likes to talk about the good old days and wants to lead us back that way. The Civic Club is looking with alarm, and everything is gonna bring us harm. Like thinking with an open mind, like seeking that we can find, like leaving yesterday behind.
Yeah.
it is. And don't mess with anything that's his.
Pass the jug. Pass the jug. The jug, buddy. Pass the jug. Yeah. Pass the jug, buddy. Pass the jug, buddy. Do it, man. Friend.
Lost Discs Radio.
Don't look at me like that. I'm not insane.
If you're looking for a sunshine fun, come with me. I can give you some.
A parachute sail.
told you it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
I just can't. No way. Can't conceive it.
I 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 can't. Just can't.
I can't
conceive it. No way. I can't conceive it.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So I could see the promised land.
Take my brother by the hand.
I've never been, but I've been told.
The streets in heaven, they shine like gold.
I will, Lord Jesus, as our guide.
Should've make it to the other side.
Radio.
What?
Have you ever thought you had a love way down deep in your heart and soul? And you swore by all the stars and moon up above, baby, I know, yeah. And then again, just like the time before, someone comes out knocking in your back door, baby, and they come up and tell you that they don't want you around no more, with a dance and a kiss and a song. But as time goes by, that a true love is only a dream. But I wonder, oh yeah, and I hope, yeah, that a love for me is still so. Sometime, baby, by and by, you will surely get to see her cry. And then again, just about that time, baby wants to change her mind. She said that you're the long lost lover that she left behind.
So are you gonna let her come on home? I don't have to think about that. You know what I'm gonna tell her? I said, baby, the first bus, first train, catch the first streetcar, baby, the first airplane, and I'll get on in a year. Baby, baby, come up home, cause I won't in a year. Can't do without it. Oh, baby, I'm here to shout about it. Oh, yeah, you can't do no more.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the out of sight sounds of the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band.
Whew.
Okay, right on the Warner Brothers label. Yes, right off the B side of a 45. One of their biggest charting singles, really, man. That's the non-charting flip side. A Dance, a Kiss, and a Song from the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band out of 1969, of course, featuring, well, the brilliance of Charles Wright, who really was the brains behind that one, folks. Let's just face a couple facts. Okay, and before that, before that, it was CCS. Okay, Wade in the Water. Yes, you know the song. You know the.
I sure do hope we make it to the other side.
Spiritual. On the Rack record label out of 1968. And yes, CCS, they were a British kind of blues rock funk outfit there, man. Just, that's pretty heavy sound in 1968, I'm just saying. And yes, CCS, of course, stands for Collective Consciousness Society. Doc. You dig?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so just be edified on that. Chew on that for a while, Doc, and stick it in your lemon pipe. That was the Lemon Pipers before that, man, with the, oh, man, the over-the-top psych candy pop sounds of the Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade. From the Lemon Pipers. Yes, you know the Lemon Pipers, right? They're the ones who you always hear on the oldie goldie stations doing green tambourine, green tambourine, right? That annoying green tambourine song. I know. Some people like it. Anyways, that was one of their.
Didn't they put like some reference in that song that's also in Green Tambourine? Wasn't there like there was a lyric in there that was right from Green Tambourine, too?
Oh, they're probably. Probably. They didn't, you know, they, of course, they were under the production value genius there, I think, of Kazenstan's Cats or somebody who, you know, basically, you know, gave them these songs to do. They were another group that was recording under another name, which I forget what it was. But the point is, the Lemon Pipers there with one of two follow-ups to Green Tambourine that only charted at number 51 in 1968. Before that, man, okay. Before that, it was Cucumber Jackson.
I love that.
Yes, Cucumber Jackson.
Pass the jug. Doc, you know all about that.
Pass the jug, buddy. Right, and we kicked off, that set was kicked off with the number one label from our record label poll at our website. The Trump label, yes, was the winner, man. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you the facts. From Piccadilly Circus, it was These Change in Times, right? And now, speaking of the change in times, I figure since we kicked off the show there with the Isley Brothers, Love the One You're With, we threw it out to them damn Trump supporters. We're going to throw something out to them damn Biden supporters. Here it comes tonight. Yeah, we're just going to kind of be wrapping it up with this, I guess.
In a sluggish economy, inflation and recession hits the land of the free. Standing unemployment lines, blame the government for hard times. We just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. 10 kids in a Cadillac stand in line for welfare checks. Let's all leech off the state. Gee, the money's really great. We
just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, free loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah. We just get by however we can. We all gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, free loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan.
Take me.
Poi Dog Pondering. Yes, Poi Dog Pondering out of 1988, man. That's off the EP. I'm just saying. Okay. You Fall Upon Me, and of course, right before that, it was the Circle Jerks. Yeah, man, the Circle Jerks taking us out. Poi Dog Pondering taking us out on this suspiciously positive vibe tonight for Lost Discs Radio. Hey, folks, you get over to our website and vote on that damn poll. It is LostDiscsRadio.com.
Right.
Well, you'd be right to do it, Chesty. And you'd be right to get over also to RockinRadio.com, where they encourage us. It is the boss man, Randy Tivins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And of course, it's the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Man, you want some good soul action. Well, what are you waiting for, man? And then his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri Fi Phillips. Ah, geez, and the deep album tracks from Mark Brainerd. And then, I don't know, they carry us over there. And supposedly they're also carrying us down in Florida these days on Sunday evenings on the out of sight 1330 AM sounds of WWAB. That's Boss Hog Radio. I don't know if that's true. But man, they're really going to have to bleep us on this show, Doc. What do you say?
That's awesome. I'm honored to be carried on Boss Hog Radio. Yeah, if we are.
Yes, you are honored. All right. Well, good night. Good night, then, Doc. I'm just going to say good night. Doc.
All right. Yeah, you can call me Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Doc, when people say good night to you, it's customary to respond with a similar felicitation.
Good night.
Quit being on that Coltrane and get with it, Doc. And Chesty, have a good evening, please.
I'm going to look for some orange marmalade.
I see that you do. And we're once again, negotiations are hot to get Joe Stacks back on with us in 2021, folks. Early in the year, we're working on it. And I don't know, man, but good night, Weasley Steve. You know, wherever.